It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that brings us Alyssa. Megan is on spring break.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't that be the opposite? Shouldn't you be on spring break and Megan's in studio?
Luckily, I had mine already. She deserves her break. I got mine.
All right. Gotcha. And she definitely does. Well, each and every Tuesday, Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation joins us. And we talk with one of the Share partners, a nonprofit organization or any organization. It could be Parks and Rec. It could be any nonprofit group that's on the Share platform. There are 174 still.
Mm-hmm.
We're hanging tough at 174. If you're part of a nonprofit, you can join the Share platform. It's absolutely free, and we'll tell you all about that. But Alyssa, who's our guest today?
Our guest is Lee Whittakin from Bedford Parks and Recreation, and he's going to be talking about the Thrive event happening this weekend that the foundation is actually a sponsor of. So that's exciting. We're glad to have you, Lee.
Absolutely. Lee, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about Bedford Parks and Rec. That Bedford County is a huge, huge county. And so if you're talking managing Parks and Rec, Lee, my hat's off to you, man, because that has got to be a job. I mean, like a big, big, huge job.
Yep. And it takes a team. So we have a couple new, we have a new director who's been doing an awesome job at getting the team equipped, implementing new systems, becoming more efficient, because it is a huge county. We've got all the way down the lake, all the way up to Big Island, the Peaks of Otter, basically just adjacent to Roanoke and Lynchburg. I believe it's in the top five, sizable and, in the state. So there's a lot of opportunities though that come with that. We have five parks that we manage, our grounds crew, our parks and maintenance, they mow about 600-700 acres, a week and paint numerous fields. We have 40 miles of single track trails. So it takes a team. We are small, but we are very mighty. So
yes.
we enjoy what we do, and that's what makes it, makes things happen. So,
well, you guys have an upcoming event. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I just took on this role about a year or so ago, doing outdoor events and outreach, and the idea for a festival had been brewing. I've been talking to people in the community, going to other events and other festivals. And the feedback that I heard was, you know, we would like an outdoor festival at the beginning of the outdoor season, kind of to kick things off so that we can meet people that, you know about the events that are happening. Because too often people keep telling me that, oh, I wish I knew about that, but, you know, it happened a couple weeks ago. Well, this is the opportunity to come meet the vendors, camps, nonprofits, gear shops, different nonprofit organizations, farms, health clinics, people who are doing really cool things to help you get outside and come learn what they do and when they're doing it. And then have a bunch of free activities for the public just to gather and just to celebrate kind of a kickoff to the outdoor season.
Okay. Well, this is coming up relatively quick, like this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. It's at Falling Creek Park. It starts at 9 a.m. is when it's open to the public, and we'll be wrapping up by 6 o'clock. So we've got music lined up. We have food trucks. There's inflatables, petting zoo, foam party, all kinds of workshops too. So if you want to learn a different skill, like, or just go on a group trail run or do yoga for hikers, 10 essentials for hiking, geocaching, make your own fertilizer and DIY farming equipment. There's all kinds of cool workshops that are happening all day. So there's lots of opportunity to network and grow, and just, to get connected to the people that, you know, love the outdoors.
This is really, really cool. And again, folks, this is taking place Saturday, April the 6th at Falling Creek Park, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lee, do you need to register in advance or can you just show up?
No, thankfully, because of our sponsors like Centra, the Bedford Community Health Foundation, the Greater Lynchburg Foundation, those folks have made it possible that this is a free event. So you do not have to sign up. You can go on to the website, and if you want to learn the times of workshops, if you want to see the maps, like the vendor maps, they will be on there. But we will have an information table as well when you first come to the park, where you can have maps and kind of get oriented. So if you're not tech savvy, that's totally okay. We'll have something for everybody so they can easily access and navigate throughout the park.
Very cool. So again, that's the Thrive Outside Festival this Saturday at Falling Creek Park. You can learn more. We usually push folks to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and you should go there, but you'll need to go under the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation page. And Lee, where else can folks learn more?
So you can look at the Bedford County Parks and Recreation's Facebook or Instagram. Bedford Outdoor Adventures also has a Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will find the Facebook event. You can actually go to bedfordcountyva.com, and through the Parks and Rec link, there'll be a little blurb highlighted, an article about Thrive Outside. So if you don't have social media, that would be the great avenue to do. And then just feel free to come look at the park and or give me a call. My information is on the Bedford County Parks and Recreation website. Love talking to people about it. If you want to volunteer, if you want to get involved in any way, shape, or form, we love partnering with people in that way. So we'd love to do so.
This is really, really cool. And I like the aspect that it kicks off the outdoor season versus being something that's, you know, like a summer jam festival or something like that in August. This is really, really cool. I love it.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that this weekend will be beautiful weather. It'll be almost 60 degrees and sunny, but that's kind of the risk that you play with a spring event. But my saying is, doing outdoor events, that there is no bad weather. It's just bad gear choice. So, you know, it's all about going, how do you thrive outside when it is raining or when it is snowing? So it's all about perspective. And we're really fortunate that this is a great season. We've been in the 70s and 80s today. I mean, it's crazy, crazy good. So we're blessed.
Lee, I am going to use that for the next outdoor event that we do. It's not bad event weather. It's bad gear choice on your part. You should have prepared. Anyway,
yes, Boy Scouts.
Lee, thank you so much for joining us. Each and every Tuesday, Share Greater Lynchburg joins us and brings a guest, and we really, really appreciate that. If you are part of a nonprofit organization or a Parks and Rec or a government agency, and you're not part of the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, you really should be. There are 174 nonprofit organizations represented. It's absolutely positively free, and it is a one-stop shop for folks that are looking for volunteer opportunities. Lee, do you need any volunteers at this point, or are you pretty well squared away?
Yeah, we could definitely use some volunteers. We have opportunities from parking to managing the kids zone. We have a couple spots left for drink pourers, for our beer and wine garden. There's a couple other just cleanup crew, so people who go around and just make sure that things are tidied up. So there's definitely opportunities in there. We love partnering with nonprofits, churches, school groups. So anyone that wants to just come be a part, they can also figure out through the registration link. There's under the volunteers tab, and you can sign up for a 2-hour slot. And if you want to sign up for a longer slot, like a 4-hour, then we'll give you some really cool swag, some bottles, stickers, and a meal ticket. That'll be complimentary.
Nice. Nice. Well, we will link up that link, that registration link, on our social media at the Mike Show VA. And there are links through Share and through the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation page as well. So we'll push that out to volunteers.
Awesome.
Again, thank you so much. And if your nonprofit is not on the Share platform, this is where folks go to find volunteer opportunities, to learn about nonprofit organizations that maybe are near and dear to your heart. Maybe you want to make a donation in cash. Maybe you want to purchase an item for that nonprofit. You can shop right on the Share platform. That item or items will be shipped to the nonprofit of your choice. It's a fantastic platform, and we recommend it. Alyssa, so what else is going on?
So, as always, We have our Do Good Work page that's up. So if there's any orgs that are looking for some summer interns, you can send those job postings my way to info@sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and we can upload those for you. And then we're also working on our summer camps landing page. So we're still just collecting links, collecting camps, in the same vein, send those to my email, info@sharegreaterlynchburg. With any scholarship opportunities that may be present, because we found that a lot of families have been like going to summer camp and then not realizing that there are those scholarship opportunities there. So within the next week or so, we should have that summer camps page up and running. So we're always looking to add new things, new orgs to share.
All right. Very, very cool. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information about all of that. Alyssa, thank you so much. Lee, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.